two of Small Town Tales. In the summer of 1972, one of the Missouri Monster was making the front page news as he terrorized the good folks of Louisiana, Missouri. Here's our original report from July 20th issue. Louisiana, Missouri was hunted. Monster hunted a Murdock Hill, which is a monstrous joke according to the non-believers. But nobody is going to get this guy to believe that his wife and Betty and daughter or his son, that Miss Betty Harrison, sister-in-law, and her seven children have moved in with his wife. Miss Harrison says she will never go back there to the Harrison house on Allen Street at the foot of Hill. But 56-year-old was service station attendant until he suffered a minor stroke. He lives in Georgia Street in town. He hasn't seen the monster, but he heard about it and smelled it too. The odor is worse than any old goat that would ever smell, said the girls. Said the girls didn't like the hairs, but Beard doesn't run in 2 feet. Doris 15, Terry 8 saw the thing in their backyard, which led them into the woods on the hill. It was right by the 3, 6, or 7 foot tall, black and hairy, said Doris. It sounded like a man, but it didn't look like one to me. Doris saw the thing on a week ago, last Tuesday afternoon. She was home watching the other Harrison children while her father was at work, the Department of Public Works. Her mother was in the cafe. Harrison's had been running on the main street. The cafe is closed, too. Too much trouble with all the kids, Miss Harrison explained. Terry, Wally, Paul, his 5-year-old, were out in the back with a chubby dog. Doris said, when I heard Terry start screaming, I looked at the bathroom window and I saw it. I started crying and ran into the other room. Tomorrow, I called my mom and on telephone. And then she and Dad came on home. Miss Harrison interrupted her daughter. You left out a part, she said. You forgot to tell how Terry's Keith face was so white when he got into the house, he couldn't see a freckle. Terry Keith is redhead with a considerable number of freckles. Whatever Terry Keith saw, his brother Wally Paul didn't. Ever since the Tuesday night of the last week, Shelby Ward, the police chief, has had a bad time.